妹的邻居带到你的面前。
The widower and his daughter.
这个失去丈夫的还有他的女儿。
And we place them in your hands.
我们把他们养在你的手中。
Father, have mercy on the wife's soul.
主，真是求你在这个妻子的灵魂上有怜悯。
And so you've reminded us once again that life is very brief.
主，你再次的提醒我们，人的一生实在是短暂。
And we learn now, Lord, we don't have as much time as we think we do.
也提醒我们，我们并没有我们想象多的那么多的时间。
So help us not to rush, but to move deliberately and strategically towards you.
求你真是帮助我们，不要着急，但是要有计划、有策略的，真是来更多的来认识你。
So that your voice becomes the most important voice that we listen to.
这样，你的声音成为我们生命中最重要的声音。
We're gathered here to hear from you this morning, Father.
天父啊，我们今天在这里聚集，要来听你的声音。
And when your Son speaks,
当你的儿子对我们说话的时候
，and your Holy Spirit moves.
你的圣灵在我们中间运行。
We pray we will really hear you.
我们祷告，我们可以真正听见你对我们要说的话。
With the intention to obey you.
而且有这样的意愿，愿意来顺从。
And we bless you now and commit our time to you in Jesus' name.
主，求你祝福我们下面的时间，全都养在你的手中。祷告，奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Okay, while you're standing, if we go up to the title page of the message today, yeah.
我们一起来看这个今天信息的题目。
We're going to read John 21.
我们会来读约翰福音的二十一章。
15 through 25.
15-25.
And this is the final treatment of the story in John. The fishing, it looked like a fishing story, but it's really a love story.
这是约翰福音的最后一个记载的一个故事。猛一看好像是个打鱼的故事，其实是一个爱的故事。
So I'll read the English if you want to join me, be glad to. And we're going to start at verse 14 and come right through, and then the Mandarin will go after that.
我们先读英文，然后读中文。
Yeah, Yue Han Fuin, verse 14 says, "This is now the third time that Jesus was manifested to the disciples after he was raised from the dead. So when they had finished breakfast, Jesus said to Simon Peter, 'Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these?' And he said to him, 'Yes, Lord, you know that I love you.' And Jesus said to him, 'Tend my lambs.' He said to him again a second time, 'Simon, son of John, do you love me?' And he said to him, 'Yes, Lord, you know that I love you.' And he said to him, 'Shepherd my sheep.' He said to him the third time, 'Simon, son of John, do you love me?' Peter was grieved because he said to him the third time, 'Do you love me?' And he said to him, 'Lord, you know all things. You know that I love you.' And Jesus said to him, 'Tend my sheep. Truly, truly, I say to you, when you were younger, you used to gird yourself and walk wherever you wished. But when you grow old, you will stretch out your hands and someone else will gird you and bring you where you do not wish to go.' Now this he said, signifying by what kind of death he would glorify God. And when he had spoken this, he said to him, 'Follow me.' Peter, turning around, saw the disciple whom Jesus loved following them, the one who also had leaned back on his bosom at the supper and said, 'Lord, who is the one who betrays you?' So Peter, seeing him, said to Jesus, 'Lord, what about this man?' And Jesus said to him, 'If I want him to remain until I come, what is that to you? You follow me.' Therefore this saying went out among the brethren, that disciple would not die. Yet Jesus did not say to him that he would not die, but only, 'If I want him to remain until I come, what is that to you?' This is the disciple who was testifying to these things and wrote these things, and we know that his testimony is true. And there are also many other things which Jesus did, which if they were written in detail, I suppose that even the world itself would not contain the books that would be written.
好，我们一起来读中文，从第十四节读到二十五节。耶稣从死里复活以后，向门徒显现，这是第三次。他们吃完了早饭，耶稣对西门彼得说：“约翰的儿子西门，你爱我比这些更深吗？”彼得说：“主啊，是的，你知道我爱你。”耶稣对他说：“你喂养我的小羊。”耶稣第二次又对他说：“约翰的儿子西门，你爱我吗？”彼得说：“主啊，是的，你知道我爱你。”耶稣说：“你牧养我的羊。”第三次对他说：“约翰的儿子西门，你爱我吗？”彼得因为耶稣第三次对他说：“你爱我吗？”就忧愁，对耶稣说：“主啊，你是无所不知的，你知道我爱你。”耶稣说：“你喂养我的羊，我实实在在地告诉你，你年少的时候自己束上带子随意往来，但年老的时候你要伸出手来，别人要把你束上，带你到不愿意去的地方。”耶稣说这话是指着彼得要怎样死，荣耀死。说了这话就对他说：“你跟从我吧。”彼得转过来看见耶稣所爱的那门徒跟着，就是在晚饭的时候靠着耶稣的胸膛说：“主啊，卖你的是谁的那门徒？”彼得看见他就问耶稣说：“主啊，这人将来如何？”耶稣对他说：“我若要他等到我来的时候，与你何干？你跟从我吧。”于是这话传在弟兄中间，说那门徒不死。其实耶稣不是说他不死，乃是说：“我若要他等到我来的时候，与你何干？”为这些事做见证并且记载这些事的就是这门徒，我们也知道他的见证是真的。耶稣所行的事还有很多，若是一一的都写出来，我想所写的书就是世界也容不下了。
好吧，啊，请坐。The outline that we're going to put up for you is to help you follow me and for me to follow the outline.
我们还有一些大纲可以让大家可以更清楚的来了解这个信息。
John, the author of John's Gospel, he chose his material very carefully.
约翰福音的作者是约翰，他非常仔细的挑选他要记载的内容。
And I try to imitate John's careful selectivity by choosing my titles of my messages very carefully too.
So, 我这里也模仿这个约翰，所以我也非常仔细的来选择我这个今天的信息的题目。
My title, Loving Jesus' Questions, means both loving Jesus and loving the questions that he asks.
今天的题目是喜爱耶稣的问题。就是一方面我们是喜爱耶稣，另一方面也是喜爱耶稣所提出来的问题。
Jesus is the greatest question asker in all of history.
耶稣是世界上一个最伟大的最会问问题的人。
And he asks questions to create curiosity of those who hear him speak.
他问问题可以让那些听见他说话的人产生兴趣，产生好奇。
When he asks questions, he does not need information.
当他问问题的时候，并不是代表说他想要知道一些事情。
They know he knows all things, so he asks questions not for information, but to stir up curiosity and questioning.
我们知道他是无所不知的，所以他问问题并不是只是想要知道这个信息，而是想要激发这个听众的听者的这个兴趣。
In the four Gospels of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, Jesus is asked 183 questions.
在四本福音书约翰、马可、路加和约翰福音里面，耶稣总共被问了183个问题。
But Jesus answers only three of those directly.
但耶稣只是直接回答了其中的三个。
Instead of answers, Jesus asks 307 questions of his listeners.
所以耶稣没有回答，但是他又问了 他这个听众307个问题。
And our Christian brother Tom Hughes notes, Jesus did not have question and answer sessions.
我们有一个基督徒弟兄Tom 他这样说，耶稣没有这个问答这个环节。
Jesus has questions and questions sessions.
耶稣的这个环节是问了还要再问。
So when we interact with Jesus, be prepared for him to ask us deep root issue questions.
所以当我们与耶稣打交道的时候，我们要预备好等待耶稣问我们一些很深刻的、很根本性的一些问题。
In your life, do you remember some difficult but helpful questions that you have been asked?
在你的一生中，你有没有还记得有一些非常难以回答，但是也是非常有帮助的问题？
Do you remember some serious questions that changed your life?
有没有记得有一些非常严肃的问题，这些问题改变了你的一生？
Have you asked or answered the question, will you marry me?
大家有没有问过或者回答过这个问题，就是你愿意嫁给我吗，或者愿意娶我吗？
My wife answered yes 53 years ago.
我的妻子53年前的答案是愿意。
And her yes is still yes.
到今天她的愿意仍然是愿意。
And her life was changed after she said yes.
但等她带她说过愿意以后，她的一生就改变了。
When facing a serious life-ending sickness, did medical personnel ask, "Do you or your loved one want to be on life support systems if you or your loved one is close to dying?"
当人得了这个非常严重的疾病的时候，这个医护人员有时候就会问说，你或者你的这个所亲爱的人，如果他们快要死的时候，你是否愿意他们在这个生命支持系统上面？
That is a life-changing question.
这个也是一个足以改变人一生的一个问题。
In some global cultures,Being asked, "Are you a Christian?" could mean being arrested or even being killed.
在这个世界上，有些的地区，如果别人问你，你是不是一个基督徒，这个可能意味着你可能会被逮捕或者被杀害。
So as I reflected on questions, I remember a stark question for me.
当我在回忆，我所遇见的问题的时候，让我想到有一个非常严肃的问题，我曾经回答过。
Before I began believing in Jesus Christ as the Son of God, I needed to start reading the Bible.
在我决定在我相信耶稣就是神的儿子之前，我是会曾经是很认真的来读圣经。
In it, I read where Jesus asked his disciples, "Who do people say I am?"
在我读圣经的时候，就读到耶稣问他的门徒说，众人说我是谁？
And the disciples answered, and they said, "Well, some say you're John the Baptist, others say Elijah, but others that one of the prophets of old has risen again."
然后门徒就回答说，有人说你是施洗的约翰，有人说你是以利亚，还有人说是古时的一个先知又复活了。
But Jesus said to the disciples, "But who do you say that I am?"
然后耶稣就问他的门徒说，你们说我是谁？
And Peter answered Jesus, and he said, "You are the Christ, the Son of God."
然后彼得就这样回答耶稣说，你是那基督，是神的永生神的儿子。
So Jesus asked a difficult question of his disciples, but only Peter answered correctly.
所以耶稣问了他门徒一个非常难以回答的问题，只有彼得回答的正确。
Peter was not smarter than the other disciples.
彼得并没有比其他的门徒更加聪明。
Actually, God, the Heavenly Father, had revealed to Peter that Jesus was the Son of God.
实际上是天父神向彼得来启示，说耶稣是神的儿子。
Because God always teaches biblical truth.
因为神一直是在教导这个圣经的真理。
And when people let God teach them,
当人们愿意让神来教导他们，
especially through studying the Holy Bible,
特别是在我们读圣经的时候，
they can, as the Holy Spirit illuminates biblical truth, they can be set free from false answers.
这样就借着圣灵来照亮这个照亮这个圣经的真理，人们就可以避免得到错误的答案。
The world system is full of false answers.
这个世界上到处都是这些错误的答案。
And I'd heard those many times growing up.
在我长大的时候，听过很多类似这样的答案。
So as I continued reading John's Gospel, Jesus himself began to introduce himself to me by revealing who he is.
在我继续读约翰福音的时候，耶稣就在这个圣经里面就自己向我来介绍他是谁。
At the University of Washington, deep in the basement, I would read John's Gospel in spring quarter just before I graduated.
当时在华大的一个地下室里面，当时是我毕业前的那个春天，我就在读这个圣经。
It was the first time I'd ever read Yuehan Fuyin.
那是我一生第一次来读这个约翰福音。
And Jesus said to me, I am the bread of life.
然后耶稣就这样对我说，我是生命的粮。
And the next week he would say, I am the light of the world.
然后下礼拜他就对我说，我是世界的光。
A few weeks later, I'd hear him say to me, I am the door of the sheep.
再过几个星期他又对我说，我是羊的门。
And then he said, I am the good shepherd.
我是好牧人。
So he's speaking to me, and he's introducing himself to me, and I hadn't known him yet.
然后他就这样对我说话，他向我介绍他自己，那时候我还没有真正的认识他。
And then Yeshua said to me, I am the resurrection and the life.
然后他又说，我是复活，我是生命。
And he said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life.
我是道路、真理、生命。
And then he said, I am the true vine.
他说我是真葡萄树。
These I am statements which were coming to me became seeds that began to fall in the soil of my heart.
这些我是的这些启示就好像一个好种子落在我的心里面，这个土里面。
The I am statements began to take root and began to grow in me.
所以这些我是的这些宣告就在我心里面生根成长。
Jesus was rescuing me, and I didn't know it, but he wanted me to trust him and his Father.
耶稣是来救我，他是希望我能够来信靠他和信靠这个天父。
As Jesus continued introducing himself to me, I started reading the book of Romans.
随着耶稣继续的来向我介绍他自己，我就开始读罗马书。
I thought I was fine, but Romans explained to me that my human nature from birth was corrupted with sins.
我本来以为我还不错，但是罗马书让我看到我的从出生的开始的这个与生俱来这个天性实在是被罪所败坏。
I thought I was fine, but Romans said my heart needed changing. I needed to turn from my sins to Jesus, who was the only one who could forgive my sins.
我本来以为我还不错，但是罗马书告诉我说，我的心需要改变，需要从我的罪中，罪里面改变，来转向耶稣，而耶稣是那位唯一能够拯救我的人。
So I continued to gather evidence from the Bible, but I had not made up my mind yet whether to believe Jesus or not.
所以我就在一直不断的在圣经中，收集各样的这个信息证据，但是我还没有下定决心是否来相信耶稣。
But there were already Christians who knew me who were praying for me.
在那时候，有些基督徒已经知道我，他们就为我祷告。
And then there came a stark question to me.
然后这时候就有一个非常严峻的问题来到我的面前。
One evening we met in a home group to keep studying the Bible.
有一天傍晚我们在一个房子里面一起来读圣经。
And as we got ready to leave, a man named John Stark offered me a ride home.
当我们要准备离开的时候，有一个人名字叫做John Stark, 他说要带我回家。
John Stark knew that I was not yet a Christian and that I was honestly reading the Bible and trying to discover the truth about who Jesus was.
这位John Stark 他知道我还没有信主，是一个成为一个基督徒，但是我在很认真的在读圣经，而且想从这个圣经中发现这个耶稣到底是谁。
And as we left the study room and headed for the car ride, John Stark asked me the question that helped change my life forever.
当我们离开那个我们这个读圣经的房间去到那个汽车的这个路上，这位 John Stark 就问了我一个改变我一生的一个问题。
He said to me, "Dick, how much more evidence do you need?" To believe that Jesus is the Son of God who forgives your sins and offers you eternal life. How much more evidence do you need?
他问我说 Dick, 你还需要多少更多的证据才能让你相信耶稣是神的儿子，他可以赦免你的罪，也可以赐给你永生。
This was a stark question.
这是一个非常严肃的问题，也是这位叫 Stark 的人他问的。
Stark can mean simple and obvious.
这个词，这个 Stark 它的意思就是说，也可以翻译成就是说是非常简单、很明显。
Stark can mean without any decoration.
可以意味着就是说没有任何的修饰。
I would call it 客气话。
没有什么客气话。
Would Stark can mean nothing that is not necessary and it's extremely serious.
没有什么那些不必要的那些客气，然后非常的严肃。
And the word stark can also mean harsh and unpleasant.
这个词呢 ，stark 也同时有这个比较刻薄或者说是不令人愉快的这个意思。
John Stark's question shocked me. And it actually irritated me, and I felt pushed.
这位 John Stark 的这个问这个问题呢，实在是让我感到震动，而且让我有些恼火。我感觉好像他在压迫我。
John Stark's question was helping me not to procrastinate any longer in deciding who Jesus was.
他这个问题就帮助我不再拖延，就说来判断耶稣到底是谁。这个问题。
John Stark's tone was loving, his timing was perfect, his motives were pure.
他问这个话的时候，他的语调非常的是蛮有爱心，蛮有爱意，他这个时机是很完美，他的动机很单纯。
He didn't judge me, he just loved me.
他没有在那里论断我，他只是爱我。
That evening, in mid-July 1966 in Seattle, Washington, just north of UW's campus, John Stark dropped me off at my apartment.
就那个傍晚，就是在1966年7月中旬，在华大的北边，这位 John Stark 把我放在了我的这个公寓里面。
I left the car, but I could not escape John Stark's haunting question.
我离开了他的车，但是我无法摆脱这个 John Stark 问我的这个一直困扰我的这个问题。
I knew I had plenty of evidence from reading the Holy Bible to already conclude that Jesus was the Christ, the Son of the Living God.
我知道我已经从圣经里面得到了足够多的证据来证明说来得到这个结论说耶稣是神的儿子，是那基督。
So that evening, I knelt privately, confessed my sins, and asked Jesus to come into my life as my Savior and my Lord.
所以那个傍晚我就自己就跪下，然后就承认了我的罪，然后请求耶稣来到我的生命中做我的救主和我的主。
The next morning, I told my roommate Warfield Muntz.
所以第二天早晨，我就把这件事情告诉我的室友，叫 Warfield Muntz.
That I believed in Jesus and I would follow him.
告诉他我已经接受了耶稣，然后愿意来跟随他。
Warfield Muntz became my spiritual mentor for 53 years after that.
所以这位 Warfield 弟兄以后就在之后的53年就成为了我的这个属灵的导师。
And 6 weeks later, in order to fulfill my military responsibilities, I volunteered for active duty training in the United States Marines.
六个礼拜以后，为了满足我的这个服兵役的这些要求，我就自愿去参加了这个美国海军的这个训练。
In the Marine Corps boot camp, God immediately tested me to see if my yes was really yes.
所以在这个美国海军的这个训练营里面，神马上就来考验我，看我这个愿意是不是真的愿意。
I had decided to follow Jesus, and when God questioned me, I chose not to turn back from following Jesus.
我已经决定了要跟随耶稣，所以当神来问我的时候，我就没有再回头。而且一直来跟随耶稣。
My life story has seen God's hand on me ever since July 1966, and He has sustained me.
我的一生的故事都可以看见神的手在我的身上。自从这个就是1966年的七月份以后，他一直在扶持我。
And I have seen God rescue me many times, proving again and again and again that great.Is God's faithfulness.
我也看到了神是多次的来解救我从苦难中，从困难中，一次又一次的来解救我，是在证明了神的信实是何其的伟大。
That's a true story.
这是一个很真实的故事。
And I can tell it because I saw the hand of God moving on me.
因为我的确看见神的手在我的身上在工作。
And so when we go to the message, today's message, you will see that in this one, Jesus, you read it, Jesus questions Peter in verses 15 through 17.
So 我们回到今天的这个信息上，我们看见，在这个十五节到十七节的时候，耶稣问彼得一些问题。
And last time I was here, we looked at John's story. And he's the one that will write 5 of the New Testament books.
我上次来跟大家分享的时候，我们曾经提到过约翰，他写过圣经，他写了圣经里的五本书。
And now we look at Peter's story, and it shows us that he's a commercial fisherman, and he is a fishing partner with John.
所以从我们看见这个读到这个圣经，可以看到。彼得原来是一个打鱼的，他有个打鱼的这个生意。这个约翰好像是他的生意伙伴。
And in these verses, we can read about the callings or the commissioning of John and Peter by Jesus.
在这些经节里面，我们也可以读到耶稣对约翰和彼得的这个呼召。
John is described as the disciple whom Jesus loved.
在这经节里面，约翰被形容为是那个耶稣所爱的门徒。
Peter's description includes the disciple who denied knowing Jesus 3 times.
但彼得的描绘就是那位三次不认主的那位门徒。
And some Bible commentators see this portion of John's gospel as a time when Jesus asks Peter 3 times to reaffirm his personal love for Jesus.
所以有些解经家他们就在读到这一段这个故事的时候，就说，这是耶稣问了彼得这个三次这个问题，来，再次确定这个彼得对耶稣的爱。
And then Jesus calls Peter to shepherd people whom Christ loves and cares for as the great shepherd.
然后耶稣就呼召彼得出来，来牧养他所爱的这些百姓，来 因为耶稣是那位大牧人。
Jesus also prepares Peter for his death, a death that will glorify God.
然后耶稣这里呢也预言了彼得的怎样去会整个死法，而且会他的死会荣耀神。
So Jesus is now going to speak to Peter, and he's going to question him. And you've read the questions, and you'll notice this: Jesus serves breakfast on that beach.
所以我们看见耶稣在这并没有对彼得有什么说教，他只是在问彼得一些问题。就在那天早上，他们一起吃早餐。
How many of you, when you wake up in the morning and you're getting ready for breakfast, you don't really feel like talking?
有多少人是早上起来以后吃早餐的时候，好像没有心情来讲话
？It's like, please leave me alone and let me eat my breakfast. I don't feel really good yet. I don't want to talk to you yet.
有没有这样的感觉？就是说我早上起来吃早饭，还感觉我还没有预备好要讲话，你只是让我自己安静的吃，完成我的早饭。
When these disciples are eating breakfast that Jesus has cooked, there are no recorded words. We don't know if Jesus asked them any questions or talked to them. He just let them eat breakfast.
所以在我们看到这个门徒们在吃耶稣为他们预备早餐的时候，圣经里面没有记载说有什么样的耶稣问了什么问题或他们有什么对话，好像他们只是耶稣让他们先完成他们的早餐。
And Ecclesiastes 3:7 reminds us that there is a time to keep silent and there's a time to speak.
传道书三章七节提醒我们说是静默有时，言语有时。
Have we been learning this truth for our lives?
我们一生中有没有也学到这一个这个真理呢？
How many times have we pressed people to talk to us even before they were ready to talk to us?
但有没有记得我们曾经有多少次去逼着别人要跟我们讲话，虽然他们还没有做好准备要给我们讲。
Are we learning how to pause and wait for the best moments before we speak or the best moments before we ask questions?
但有没有学到我们要先停下来，先等一等，等到这个最恰当的时机来问别人问题，或者是跟别人讲话。
My youngest son has this beautiful granddaughter, our only granddaughter, andHe's trying to read her. He doesn't quite know what her moods mean. Not quite sure.
我有一个非常可爱的孙女，我的儿子就想一直想给她读故事，但是她却不太清楚这个她女儿的这个当时的心情是什么。
My other son has two grandsons who also my other son's trying to learn how to read them, when to ask questions, when not. He's kind of learning this.
同样我的另外一个儿子他有两个这个我的孙子，他也是试着想给他们讲讲故事，但是他也搞不清楚什么时候应该讲。
So Jesus first feeds them.
所以耶稣先把他们喂饱。
Then he asks Peter the most serious questions Peter will probably ever hear in his life.
然后他才问彼得这个非常这个严肃的问题，可能彼得一生都不会忘记。
And Jesus' question is, Peter, do you love me, Jesus, as your highest priority in life?
耶稣这问彼得这个问题，其实就是说，彼得，你有没有把我当做你一生中最高的这个优先的这个事情？
Jesus doesn't say you can't love other people or other things. He's just asking Peter, who or what is first in your heart?
耶稣并没有说彼得不可以爱其他的人或者事情，但他就是在问他什么在你心里面是最重要的。
Is Jesus Peter's highest priority in the love of his life? What's the answer to that?
他在问彼得，耶稣是不是他心中这个爱的这个最高的这个级别
？And you notice Jesus asked, "Do you love me more than these?"
耶稣问彼得是说你爱我比这些更深吗？
It's a really good question. These could mean, do you love me more than these other disciples?
所以这些一方面可以指着说就是指的周围其他的那些门徒。
These could mean, do you love me more than your fishing boats and your nets and the tools by which you make money, your career? Do you love me more than your career?
这个这些也可以指的就是说是彼得打鱼的那个渔船啊渔网啊或者说他做这个捕鱼生意的这些一切的这些工具。
That is a great question for us.
这个对我们来讲也是一个非常好的问题。
What do you love more if you know Jesus? What do you love more than him?
如果你认识耶稣的话你有没有爱其他事情比爱耶稣更多？
And if you're honest with that question, it can set you free.
如果你对这个问题回答是诚实的话，这个可能能够让你来彻底的解脱。
We can turn anything or any person into an idol.
我们可能把任何的一个人或一件事情都成为我们的偶像。
Oh, we have nice language to cover it up, but when we're turning something into an idol, it will become more important than Jesus.
虽然我们有时候可以讲话上可以好像可以掩饰一下，但是到了那个关键的时刻，我们就会发现其实那些偶像在我们心里比耶稣更重要。
So Peter says in Greek, he says in the Greek language, he says, I phileo you.
然后彼得回答耶稣的时候，他是这个记载是用希腊语来记载说，我爱你，这个爱是弟兄的爱 ，phileo。
I have brotherly love for you as my close friend.
你作为我的最亲密的朋友，我对你有一个弟兄的爱。
I feel warmly towards you.
我和你在一起感到很温暖。
I like you. You're my good friend.
我非常喜欢你，你是我的好朋友。
You know, a person never uses phileo with an enemy.
你知道，人从来不会对他的敌人说你是我的这个弟兄。
But Jesus is using the Greek word agapao.
然后耶稣也是用了一个希腊词，就是agapao.
And agapao in the New Testament is the fatherly love of God, divine love that He has for human beings.
在新约里面，这个词的意思就是说是神这个像就天父这样的爱，像就神圣的爱。
And God wants human beings to love Him back with the same kind of heavenly love that He gives them.
神希望人能够用神爱人的这样的爱来回爱他。
And that is only possible, really, when you know Christ, and the God's love can flow through Christ to us and out to people.
只有当我们真正的认识耶稣，这样神的爱能够从耶稣到我们，然后借着我们，然后再流向对我们周围其他的人。
In Scripture, the agape love is the highest form of love available to anybody.
所以在圣经里面，这个 agape 这样的爱是爱的一个最高的形式。
Heavenly love, whose source is God alone, will contrast with friendly love or erotic love, divine love versus the brotherly type of love, which the world seems to like and have that level.Maybe.
这个从天而来的这个爱，的确是它的唯一的源头就是神。我们如果把这个爱和我们所平时讲的世界上讲的这个弟兄之间的爱或者其他的爱来相比的话，就可以看到这个差别。
So you notice Peter answers Jesus three times. I really like you. I'm you're my really good friend.
所以我们看到彼得回答耶稣三次，他都是用了这个。Phileo, 就是说你我非常喜欢你是我的好朋友。
So Jesus changes his third verb from divine love to brotherly love, and he asks Peter a third time, and Peter's gonna answer him.
然后在第三次耶稣问彼得时候，耶稣就把这个 agape 这个 love 换成了这个爱，换成了这个弟兄之间的爱这个词。他问彼得你是否爱我。
But Peter doesn't understand the divine level of love that Jesus has talked about.
但是那时候彼得还不清楚耶稣所讲的这个从神那里来的这个神圣的爱和这个弟兄之间的爱的这个区别。
Peter is grieved at Jesus asking him three times.
所以彼得看到耶稣问他三次这个问题，他就很忧愁。
Are there any parents here who have asked their kids for something three times?
有没有哪位家长问他们孩子问一个问题问了三次
？And when you ask the third time, you're getting a little irritated.
当你问到第三次的时候，你可能就有点生气了。
And if you watch a kid, they're rolling their eyes, and they're getting irritated.
如果你看你的孩子的话，他在那里翻白眼，可能也有点不高兴了。
And it's like the kids saying, "Don't you listen to my answer? I told you already." Or they're not talking.
他们可能心里又在想，我不是已经把答案都告诉你了吗？或者说，他们干脆就一句话也不说。
And Jesus wants him to understand, I'm not talking about liking me as a friend. I'm talking about loving me with God's love coming through you. That's the love I'm asking you. Do you have that for me?
耶稣其实想问他，就是我并不是想问你是不是像弟兄一样的来爱我，而是我是想问你是否有从神那里的爱，从透过你来爱我。
But Jesus defines love in this way. Love does not insist on its own way. Love is not irritable or resentful. Love does not rejoice at wrongdoings, but rejoices with the truth. Love bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. That's the love that Jesus is talking about, the divine love.
耶稣这里这个讲的所定义的这个爱是讲的这个从神那里来就神圣的爱，是说是不爱是不求自己的益处，不轻易发弄，不喜欢不义，只喜欢真理，凡事包容，凡事相信，凡事盼望，凡事忍耐。
Agape or divine love is part of the fruit from the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen. 这个 agape 这个神那里来这个爱是圣灵的果子的其中一个。
And agape love can only be created and given by God.
而这样 agape 的爱只能是从神那里来，也是从神那里所创造。
And when God loves with his divine love, that person can receive God's love and can then share it with other people.
当神爱我们用他这样的神圣的爱来爱我们的时候，我们接受了这样的爱，也就可以用这样的爱来爱周围的人。
1 John 4:7 reminds us, Beloved, let us love one another, for love is from God, and everyone who loves is born of God and knows God.
约翰一书的四章七节这样说，亲爱的弟兄啊，我们应当彼此相爱，因为爱是从神来的，凡有爱心的都是由神生的，并且认识神。
And 1 John 4:19, tremendous reminder, we love because God first loved us.
另外一个很重要的提醒，约翰一书四章十九节，我们爱，因为神先爱我们。
So I've said it, God always makes the first move.
所以神总是那个做出迈出的第一步。
If you're known as a loving person, we know that God loved you first.
如果你被称为一个是很有爱心的人，那我们就知道是神先爱了你。
So here's the great question if you look at the outline. Does Peter like or divinely love Jesus? Does he just like him or does he really divinely love him?
所以我们看这个在这个大纲上有一个问题，就是说彼得到底是喜欢耶稣呢，还是他会用神的爱来爱耶稣？
This is really a big... Peter seems to be missing Jesus' deep question.
看起来好像彼得他没有完全明白耶稣这个很深刻的这个问题。
But Jesus moves ahead in his relationship with Peter.
但是耶稣就继续向前。
If you have children, have you ever hit a point where you say, doesn't get it?
如果你有孩子的话，你有没有到了这个程度，就是说你在那里拍着自己头说，这个对着孩子说，你根本没有明白我在说什么。
And from the kid's standpoint, doesn't get it.
这个孩子也同样对父亲说，对这个父母说，你们也不知道我在说什么。
Peter doesn't really get it yet.
所以彼得这样没有完全明白耶稣在说什么。
And if he's really going to follow Jesus and serve him, he has to go deeper in what he knows about love because it's going to cost him sacrificially to shepherd God's people. It's going to cost him and it's going to cost him eventually his own life. He has to have a deep love. He can't just have a liking of Jesus if he's going to go to a cross to be crucified.
所以如果彼得真正的想要明白了这个耶稣所讲的这个爱，就不是那个只是一个弟兄班之间的爱，而是一个从神那里来的爱，而且这个爱是要做出牺牲的，是要看到他要为耶稣所爱的这些百姓，他要摆上，而且最后他会在也会在这个
following Jesus
跟随耶稣
includes
包括
sacrificial shepherding
包括了一个牺牲的一个来牧养
taking care of people whom Jesus is caring for
来照顾那些耶稣所关心的人。
Sacrificial shepherding means dying to self and your own agenda and living for Christ and for his agenda.
这个牺牲的这个爱，牺牲的这个来牧养，就表示是向自己死，向自己的这些一些计划死，而是向基督而活，向基督的这个旨意而活。
When Jesus dies on the cross for all people, he shows a model for his followers to imitate.
当耶稣在十字架上为众人死的时候，他就为他的门徒立了一个榜样。
Jesus gives up his will and he embraces God's will to pay for sins by sacrificing his own blood, and his own blood is the only payment that God will receive for the sins of everybody. That's the only payment. You cannot come up with money, you can't come up with credit. Only Christ's blood will satisfy the Father because his Son is perfect. He is holy. He has no sin. So he can pay for sins.
所以耶稣就放弃了他自己的意志，他愿意来顺从神的旨意，来在十字架上流出牺牲他的宝血，来为众人来付这个代价，来赎罪。因为他是那唯一，他的宝血是那唯一能够拯救人的，因为他是完全的没有罪，也是神能接受的唯一的一个能够代替人罪的一个祭物。Yeah.
So now, brothers and sisters, Jesus is going to foretell Peter what kind of death he's going to face. He's going to tell him what it looks like ahead of time.
下面耶稣会预言这个彼得是如何的死法。
Let me ask you a question. Would you be wise enough to ask Jesus what kind of death you're going to face? Would you be willing to ask him that?
问大家一个问题，你有没有想过要问耶稣说你最后是怎么个死法？
Have you ever wondered how many days you have left?
你有没有想过你在这个世上还有多少，
I see,
还剩下有多少天？
I see this. Well, you need to know that you only have a certain number left, right?When you get there, you can't renew the mortgage.
So
you know that, right?
So you should know that your life on this earth is actually limited. You cannot keep doing this continuously.
And Moses realized how short life was, so he said to the Father, "Teach me to number my days, so I don't waste my life."
摩西他知道他在地上的日子是有限的，他所以对父说，教导我怎样数算我的日子。
Now.Jesus must really love Peter because see, he has callings for Peter that Peter, if he wants to please Lord, he's going to obey these callings, and it is going to be to shepherd people, lambs, sheep, and sheep. That's what Peter's going to be called to do. Take care of my people. I want you to do that. If you love me, if you like me, mama hoo hoo, not enough.No, you won't make it. So he's talking to him very frankly, very lovingly.
Yeah, 耶稣是非常爱彼得，他对他讲话像朋友一样，就是非常的爱他。他希望彼得能够他呼召彼得来做来跟随他，能够爱他所爱的人，能够照顾他所爱的那些羊。
It is exciting to know.That I only have so many days, so it's exciting because I want to make them count. I don't want to waste them.
所以如果你知道你在世上还有多少日子的话，可能让非常兴奋哈，你可以知道怎样来让每一天过得都有价值。
Okay. So, now everybody knows, when you are young or when you were younger, it meant fewer adult responsibilities, more youthful energy, and you could move more. Mobility was easier. Your joints didn't hurt as much.
Yeah, 大家可能都知道，在你年轻的时候，你没有那么多成年人的责任，你有很多的能力、能量，你可以到处走来走去。
Right? Some of you say, oh, those were good old days.
有人说，哦，那些以前的好的日子。
Really?
真的吗？
They were better than what's up ahead?
那以前的日子比前面的日子更好吗？
If you say yes, they were better than what's ahead, be very careful, that's bad theology.
如果你觉得前面的
Because the best is still ahead, because Jesus is still ahead of you, unfolding what he wants for you.
如果你觉得你以前的日子比你前面的日子更好，你要小心，因为耶稣其实在前面等着我们，还有我们的前面的一生的，他就要向我们打开。
This may be one of the most honest conversations that is ever recorded.
这个可能的确是在记录上最诚实的一个对话。
Just, do you ever get tired of 客气话？
大家有没有对这个整天讲客气话已经够了？
I mean, when you hear it coming, some of you go, uh-oh, you back up. Why? Because you may not be getting the real stuff.
当大家听到这个有人对你讲客气话的时候，你可能就有点退后，你知道他没有跟你讲这个真话。
Jesus really loves Peter, and he says, when you're old, you're going to stretch out your hands, and you're going to be carried where you don't want to go.Many believe that's a picture of the crucifixion that Peter's going to experience, just like Christ.
耶稣非常爱彼得，他就直接对彼得说：“等你老了以后，你会伸出手来，别人要把你树上带你到不愿意去的地方。”很多人觉得这就是在暗示彼得以后也会像耶稣一样被钉死。
Peter was an eyewitness, and he saw crucifixion. He saw how Jesus died.So he's not naive. He knows that Jesus is saying, they're going to come and take you.
So, 耶稣那个彼得是曾经亲眼看到耶稣被钉死在十字架上，所以他并没有那么的单纯，就他知道耶稣在讲什么。
He may as well say, if you love me, you'll be fine. If you like me, it's going to be painful.
耶稣并没有跟他说你如果爱我的话，你会没问题。如果你只是喜欢我的话，会很多痛苦。
Now, brothers and sisters, when God selects the manner in which you will die and the manner in which I will die, it is partly His design to remind us we want to have a death that will bring God glory.
当我们意识到耶稣其实在对你对我如何死法有一个计划的时候，其实我们要知道神是要借着我们的死来荣耀神。
And Jesus says in John 12:23, the hour has come for the Son of Man to be glorified. Unless a grain of wheat fall into the ground and dies, it cannot bring forth fruit. Truly, truly, I say to youUnless a grain of wheat falls into the earth and dies, it remains alone. But if it dies, it bears much fruit. He who loves his life loses it, and he who hates his life in this world will keep it to life eternal. If anyone serves me, he must follow me. And where I am, there my servant will be also. If anyone serves me, the Father will.Will honor him.
耶稣在约翰福音十二章二十三节到二十六节这样说：人子得荣耀的时候到了。我实实在在的告诉你们，一粒麦子不落在地里死了，仍旧是一粒；若是死了，就结出许多子粒来。爱惜自己生命的，就失丧生命；在这世上恨恶自己生命的，就要保守生命到永生。若有人服侍我，就当跟从我。我在哪里？服侍我的人也要在那里。若有人服侍我， 我父必尊重他。
Jesus is saying to Peter, you fall by following me all the way to your last breath on earth. That is the wisest and most godly response that will glorify God in his death. Don't go backwards.
耶稣这里就是对彼得讲说，你跟随我直到你生命的最后一息，这是你最明智最敬虔的一个对神的这个回应，而且这样也会在你的死上来荣耀神。
So brothers and sisters, here's the three words that will help all of our lives be wiser. John 21:22.
这里有几个字是对你我都是一个非常重要的一句话，就是约翰福音二十一章的二十二节。
You, looking right at us, you follow me.
就是你跟从我。
This is not a formula for how to die well.
这并不是一个得好死的一个这个计划。
Dying is not supposed to be about a memorial service where lots of people come and say positive things about you.
所以死并不是说你最后有一个很好的一个追思礼拜，然后很多人跑来讲你一些好话。
In fact, most memorial services are positive, right? Right? You say positive things.
的确，大家在这个追思礼拜上讲的都是一些比较正面的事情。
Now, most people understand that because if they say positive things about you, and you know that not all of that's true, you're probably going to be quiet, probably.
因为大家知道，在那一天，如果别人跑来讲你一些很正面的事情，虽然不一定完全是真的，但你也会会安静的听。
Don't worry about your memorial service. You won't be there to hear them.
所以你也不要太担心你的那个追思礼拜，因为你不会在那儿真正听的。
Many have already told you what they think of you already.
很多人可能在之前就已经告诉你他们怎么看你的。
Yeah, your children, your friends, they've already told you that whatever they told you is probably closer to the truth.
你不管你的孩子还是你的朋友，他们在你活的时候告诉你的那话，可能更接近这个事实。
So Jesus says, follow me. That's the way to glorify God. Follow me.
耶稣说，你跟从我，这是一个荣耀神的一个道路。
Don't worry about your memorial service.
不要太在意你的这个追思礼拜。
And don't compare yourself with other people. Stay focused on me.
也不要把你自己和其他人做比较，就是你就注目在我的身上。
See, Peter saying, well, "How about him? How about him?"
彼得说，那一位怎么样
？And Jesus says, "Don't worry about John. Don't worry about him. Follow me. Don't go over here. Don't escape." I'm right here. Follow me. Leave him alone.
Yeah, 这个耶稣其实就对彼得说，你不要管约翰最后会发生什么，不要直接把我跳过去就去问他，我就在你眼前，你要来跟随我。
Here's a great truth. Unnecessary comparisons rob Christians of God's gift of joy to them.
所以有些时候这些不必要的比较会把神给我们基督徒的这个喜乐夺去。
Don't compare yourself with others' gifts or their lives. Don't do that because Jesus is focused upon helping you understand you're to love him with divine love. It's on you and Jesus. That's where the audience is. He's your main audience.
所以不要去比较别人的这种天分或者说他们的生活，在要注目在耶稣的身上，因为这个关系是我们和耶稣之间的关系。
Okay, so stay focused on the Lord. And then we need to continue to thank the Lord for asking the best questions in life and the best questions of us.
所以我们要注目在耶稣身上，也谢谢他问我们这样一个这些最好的问题来问我们。
So Jesus has really loved Peter and he's told him some very stark truths.
所以耶稣非常爱彼得，他问 耶稣的他问彼得的问题也是非常的直接非常的严肃的一些问题。
Brothers and sisters, John Stark, remember the man who gave me a ride home?
大家还记得那个、
remember?
带我回家那位叫 John Stark 的那位人吗？那个人吗？
Remember him? Yeah. Somebody asked me, is he living?
有人问我他是不是还活着。
And I said to them, I have no idea if he's living. I have never seen him again.
我说我不知道他是否现在还活着，我从那天以后我再也没有见过他。
I've never seen him since that day when he gave me a ride and asked me the right question.
自从那天他问了我那个问题以后，我再也没有见过他。
He served God's purpose that evening by asking me the best question, do you have enough evidence that Jesus is the Son of God? Basically, why are you waiting?
神使用他在那天晚上问了我一个这样一个最最重要的问题，就是说你还要再有多少这个证据你才肯相信耶稣。
And you heard Sister Shaolin today.
大家听见小林今天的。
She said, if you don't know the Lord, today is the day.
如果你还没有认识耶稣的话，今天就是那一天。
That's biblical. It says now is the day of salvation. 现在 now.
这个的确是符合圣经的，因为圣经里说今天就是拯救的日子，就是现在。
Because the neighbor walked right into death.
因为他的邻居就
And it shocked everybody.
他的邻居的死的确让周围的人都很震惊。
They thought she was fine and that she had more time.
他们都以为他没问他很好，他还有更多的时间。
And they were wrong.
但他们都错了。
And she called it. She did it. And so, she for whatever reasons, she had less time than people thought.
但他就直接就这样去了。他比周围的人所想象的，他有的时间更少。
And brothers, I said, that's not to scare you. If you haven't committed your life to Christ, that's not to scare you.
这里不是在吓唬你，就是说啊，如果你还没有认识耶稣的话。
But you and I know when we get in our cars and we drive, and you notice this person's not driving real well. they're weaving or they're texting or whatever they're doing.
但你我都知道，当我们今天从这里出去，坐上车，我们开车出去的时候，你可能会发现有一辆车开起来很奇怪，可能或许那个人在发短信，也可能在吸大麻。
And every single day in the newspaper, in the media, you will see somebody who died unexpectedly. It's
每天在新闻里面，大家都可以看到有些人就是没有预期的，就死去了。
I want to point out in the rest of John's gospel that John selects important details. Okay.
这里我要在下面继续分享，就是说。约翰是选择了非常重要的细节。
John now asserts he is the author of this gospel. He didn't have a friend help him write it. He wrote this.
约翰这里就声称就说他就是这位这个福音书的作者，并没有其他人带他写。
And he says I was very selective in what I wrote. Only 21 chapters.
约翰这样在这里说，我是非常精挑细选，就总共只有21章。
Storage problems seem global.
这个存储的问题好像是全球性的。
But have you noticed that it seems to be the wealthiest nations that have the most problems with finding storage because they have so many things that they own, or lease, or buy, or rent?
在这个世界上最富有的国家，可能这个存储的问题是最严重，因为人们有太多的。东西他们是买来的或者租来的或者借来的。
How many of you like me said this year I'm going to be better, I'm going to throw out junk, I'm going to get rid of stuff?
有多少人今年会这样说，我今年要尽量的把一些垃圾都扔掉处理掉。
And every time I see something go out the door and never to return again,
每次我看到一些东西从家里扔出去然后再也不会回来了。
Whether we put it in recycling, in the garbage, or take it and donate it, when I see it going out the door, it is a happy day.
当我看见那些东西，不管是去了垃圾箱还是去了这个回收站，那天对我来讲都是一个很高兴的一天。
And I'll tell you why.
我告诉你为什么。
My oldest son is the executor of my will. Okay.
因为我的大儿子是我的遗嘱的这个执行人。
I want to help make it easier for him and his wife.
我想要帮助他和他的妻子，让他们工作容易一点。
When they come to my home.
当他们到我的家里来。
And they open my filing drawers and they look and they say, "What was Dad saving this for?"
然后他们打开抽屉，然后就说，爸爸存这些东西是干嘛用的？
He has two young sons to raise. I want to give him as little to do as possible because I have too many things. And John says, if I wrote everything I saw, I would blow you away.
Yeah, 因为他们自己还有两个小孩子要养，所以我不想给他们麻烦他们太多的事情。在这里。约翰这样说，如果我要把所有关于耶稣的记载记下来的话，你们会吓一跳。
If I wrote everything that I saw Jesus do, if I did that, and I wrote everything he said, I would overwhelm you with details. You probably wouldn't believe me that he'd done that much.
约翰这里说，如果我把耶稣所做的一些事情都记载下来的话，可能这些就能把你们都淹没，你们可能不敢相信有这么多的事情。
Here's a great piece of wisdom from the world. It is the dosage that makes the poison.
有一个这个智慧的话语，就是说是让人中毒的是那个剂量。
Okay.I could kill you if I gave you too much water to drink, right? I could kill you if I gave you too much water. I could just blow you.
我如果让你喝
right?
太多水的话，也会把你杀死。
There's nothing wrong with water. If I give you too much, if the dosage is too much, that'll become a poison.
水本身没有问题，但是你如果喝了太多的水的话，那就会成为一个问题。
I think John's saying, if I had recorded all the details, I could poison you. I could overwhelm you. So I'm going to pick 21 chapters of the best and leave it with the Holy Spirit to use.
Yeah, 约翰这里就说，我如果真的把所有这些细节全都记载下来的话，就会把你淹没，就好像让你中毒一样。所以他就精挑细选了21章的这个内容，就借着圣灵的这个带领。
Okay, brothers and sisters, because I like you and I respect you.
弟兄姐妹，因为 sorry, I think that.
I'm going to end the message now.
Oh, 现在我想要结束这个信息。
But I'm going to say to you, in 1 Peter 5, 1 through 4,
在彼得前书的五章一到四节
is a description that Peter writes about being a true shepherd.
是彼得所写的怎样来做一个真正的一个牧者。
Jesus has told Peter, I want you to shepherd my people.
因为耶稣对彼得说，你要来喂养我的羊。
They're my people, not yours.
他们是我的羊，不是你的羊。
They're my lambs, not yours.
他们是我的百姓，不是你的。
They're my sheep, not yours.
他们是我的羊，不是你的。
So I want you to love them with divine love that you get from me.
所以我想要你来用我给你的这样的一个神圣的爱来爱他们。
Don't act like a landlord or a dictator or a pharaoh.
不要像一个这个地主或者说一个法老或者像一个这个独裁者一样来对他们。
Love them as I have loved you.
像我爱你一样来爱他们。
And Peter, I not only like you, I agapao you, I divinely love you.
彼得，我并不是真的，我并不只是拿你当做弟兄来爱，我是用神的爱来爱你。
And let me just end by saying, for First Peter is talking, you can tell by the Greek, it's talking to men in this passage.
在这一段就彼得前书这一段经节里面讲到的是弟兄。
And the men were to be the kind of shepherds that Jesus was. This is that one passage.
这段是讲到，就是像耶稣一样，真正的成为做一个真正的一个牧人。
You and I know that in God's kingdom and in His body, there are men and women.
你我都知道，在神的这个国度里面都有男人、女人都有。
There are other passages that show that women are to shepherd also.
在圣经的其他的章节里面也讲到，妇女也可以成为牧人。
Women are to care for God's people too.
妇女也非常关心神所爱的人。
So in a true body of Christ, you may have the men taking the leadership role, and that's passages like this, but there's always the women who are there in the body of Christ who bring their gifts, and when they bring their gifts, you have the full expression of the body. Men and women's gifts, equally important, bringing it to the glory of God.
在基督的身体里面，我们可能看见弟兄们更多是在一个这个带领者的这个角色上，但是姐妹们也是用他们所神给他们的这个天分，他们也来做这个牧养的工作，所以弟兄姐妹是一起搭配，在一起让神这个家兴旺，让神得荣耀。
And when I watch my two sons grow up, and I am very glad to say, Nathan and Joel are following the Lord vigorously with their own commitment to Him. They are not using my faith, their dad's faith, as theirs. They have their own, and they are growing.
在我看到我两个孩子的这个成长过程中，我会很高兴的说，他们是并没有只是单纯的从我这里来继承我的这个对神的这个信仰，而是他们能够用自己来。发展出自己对神的这个信仰。
And when I watched the two sons God gave me maturing spiritually, I can see parts in their life that only their mother could give them.
当我看见我的两个孩子他们在主里面成熟成长的时候，我可以看到有一些是只有他们的母亲才能够教导给予他们的。
To those of us who have been called to be shepherds and elders and pastors and helpers to God's people, we will, by God's grace, labor in love to please Jesus, the chief shepherd.
我们这些被神呼召出来做牧养、做关怀、做教导、带领的这些，长老也好、牧师也好，或者说姐妹们。我们要实在是要靠神的恩典，要在爱中劳苦，来这个爱神的百姓。
And when you spend time not in the kitchen like Martha, although being in the kitchen is important, when you spend time like Mary, sitting at his feet, I pray that when you sit at the Lord's feet, he will have the freedom to ask you questions about your life.
希望当大家不在厨房里辛苦劳作的时候坐在耶稣的脚前，就像玛利亚坐在耶稣的脚前一样能够听到耶稣问我们这些很关键的问题。
Jesus may ask us questions, but he will already know the answers by the way that we will choose to live.In obedience to him.
耶稣可能会问我们很多问题，但其实他已经知道了答案。他可以从我们如何的选择是为他来顺服他，来为他而活，他就知道。
And by the way that we choose to live every day, he will know if we just like him as a friend, or if we really love him as the Son of God.
所以我们每天的生活就可以让耶稣就知道我们到底是真的只是爱他像一个朋友一样的爱他，还是像知道他是神的儿子，神爱他，用神这样的爱来爱他。
And may God seal what you've heard today for his use and delete that which is not of him, not of me, not of him.
也愿神保守我们今天的信息若是从他而出，若不是的话，求神来挪去。
Father in heaven, thank you for this time.
现天父，我们实在是感谢今天这个时间。
Thank you for your illumination.
谢谢你照亮我们的心。
And Lord, we thank you that you know every single day, every hour, every minute that you're going to give us.
主，我们谢谢你，你实在是对你给我们的每一天、每一分、每一秒，你都知道。
And we pray that we'll live like Jesus.